Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, the Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
It's birthday bash week.
Yeah, oh man.
Let me try to, is that, oh crap, I'm trying to think of who sings this. Oh, don't say it. It's not Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Oh my
God. No, but that's a good guess.
Ruby or so. Rancid.
It is Rancid.
Ah.
Come on, man.
The great punk band.
Where's your boots and rubber skirt?
Destination. I got on my Doc Martens.
That's what I want.
Destination. No. Rise Guys Morning Show. Ruby's ho ho. Good morning to you. We got birthday bash coming up here in a moment. We're still figuring out, we know how we're going to give those away, but... Exactly who will be playing? That's the big remaining question. So birthday bash is Friday. Get your tickets at 933theplanetrocks.com. They start as low as $39.50 plus fees. It's going to be fan-freaking-tastic. Godsmack Shinedown, Asking Alexandria. We will be there. We will be hosting the festivities.
There's always something that goes down. I can't find the clip. I've scoured and looked.
I know the clip you're trying. I was thinking about that clip the other day. I was like, how is it that, like, do you think, what's that TV show you watch, Fat Boy, that's been on for several seasons?
The News.
Okay. Well, that's a bad example.
Oh.
Let's say.
I don't know. Darn.
Let's say it's Gas Monkey. You like Gas Monkey?
Okay.
Okay. You imagine if they said, remember that episode when we did that thing? Oh, yeah, we can't find it. We
gone.
Did a TV show, but we can't find it. It's like, you know, there's like 38 minutes of the moon landing. They just can't find the tape. We lost. It's the greatest. It's the greatest achievement of mankind. But we lost the tape.
It doesn't exist.
Can't find it. Sorry, guys. We can't. So is it the same same piece of audio I'm thinking about, Fatboy? Does it feature this band here that is playing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wasn't on this side when that was saved, so I don't know where it is.
Well, I was in the crowd when that moment happened. I remember it like it was in Simpsonville. It was birthday bash. I was out on the lawn. And I see Paige up there. This was later in the evening because I think Godsmack headlined. So it was the last intro, and there was Paige. Paige, had you been drinking that day? Honest to God,
I had like. I had like a sip of beer, but I didn't really
Sip of beer.
No, I really, it was hot, and I don't like to drink in the heat because I'll throw up.
That's when I drink more.
I get head spins and throw up.
I drink more. I drink liquor when it's cold and beer when it's hot. Outside, not the temperature.
Now, if it was something fruity and icy, maybe, but not beer.
I'm sitting there on the lawn. It's birthday bash in Simpsonville down there at the amphitheater, and all I hear, you know, I hear Paige talking and stuff. But then I hear the quote of all time, the greatest, and it's like, coming to the stage, freaking Godsmack. Freaking. You wanted to say the full F word,
I
think Hindi would have said it was appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought the consensus was that she was pretty blitzed. That's what we all thought.
That's what I thought. But I can sit here and tell you I don't remember ever seeing her drink. I just assumed.
I'm just naturally that way.
You're naturally intoxicated.
Yeah.
Intoxicated. Intoxicating.
Maybe alcohol mellows me out. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but I was feeling it because they always put on such a good show. So I try to get the crowd ready for it.
You know, they really
do. Let's give it up for freaking Godsmack.
This is how you know the measure of a good band. And for those of you that are going, I hope this just gets you psyched for it. And for those of you that are kind of on the fence, this will maybe help push it through right here. I have seen Shinedown play no less than, I can tell you, no less than 10 or 12 times in my life. Mm-hmm. And I love Godsmack, too. I mean, I really do. I love Godsmack. But I'm psyched to see Shinedown again. Maybe more so just because I've seen that, I know what kind of show they put on. It's like a restaurant. You go to a restaurant, you're like, you know what? Meal's always good. Service mm-hmm. is always good. That's good service right there. And Shinedown services the audience.
Plus, they're still putting out music, you know, every mm-hmm. time you see them. Something new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they say the hottest show they've ever performed was the one at the Handlebar. Remember how crazy that was that night?
Sounds of Madness. My
God,
my
gosh.
Yes.
Just the heat and the sweat. And I did drink that night, but nobody, you know.
Right. The drunkest I've ever seen Paige was at Smashing Pumpkins in Nashville.
Oh, yes.
With old Christian Leitner?
I gave up on shoes that night.
Paige and I are doing shots with Christian Leitner of Duke. And I should say Dream Team.
Yeah.
The guy was on the 92 Dream Team. We're sitting there doing shots with the guy. He's like 7 feet tall. I mean, I'm 6'2", but then Paige, who normally is just like to my shoulder, is even shorter. She had on heels but took them off. So she's standing there in the orange peel. It's like 110 degrees inside. She's barefoot, and we're doing shots of like, it wasn't Firefly because that wasn't even out yet. It was like Perfect Blankies, I think. With Christian Leitner. What a story to tell my kids.
Well, it's better than falling on my face walking down the streets of Asheville. That was the plan. Because, I mean, after...
You planned to do that?
I didn't plan on getting that intoxicated. It just happened. Yeah. Well, we were having fun.
Yeah. You left with Christian that night, did you not?
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I probably had a better party to go to, but yeah. I went home. I was good.
Well, it is a party. It is... Like I said, yesterday I was down at the well. I had my lunch with the owner of the Swamp Rabbits.
Ooh.
I am seriously.
Look at you.
I am now, and I don't know what this means, but I am now a honorary member of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Like the owner of the team made me. They gave me a jersey with my name on it and all.
That means you're on the fifth line.
What does that mean though? Are you a rabbit now?
I used to sell those. The kind you put batteries in.
They pull goalie. They're calling you up.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I didn't ask. Wait a minute. What does this mean? You're an honorary member. I can't stand on ice skates.
Yeah, I think that means you got to learn how to skate and play the game.
Oh, it's
yeah. Just sit and goal. You'd be like a little Matty Brodeur.
Oh no, he told me. He says, hey, if you ever have any of your radio ideas and you need the ice or the Zamboni or something, let us know.
You can drive the Zamboni.
I doubt it.
I wish.
That thing costs like $250,000 a Zamboni at the well.
I'm glad he offered that up because, you know, we've had some ideas over the years, just didn't have access to the ice.
Oh, yeah.
Involving old Lewis and, you know, some pucks.
They got one of those frozen gimmicks that you get into. Cryogenic thing.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They have one of those back there, too.
Did you try it out? You got to get naked for that, though.
Yeah, I was clothed, so.
I freeze all your body here. Freeze dry.
That's the way to get rid of it. Freeze it off.
Yeah, the freaking season starts in like 2 or 3 weeks, and I went ahead and picked up season tickets yesterday.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to hop on down there all the time. Three games a week, man.
I wish you could have a game and birthday bash at the same time. Does that have a, you know,
ask him?
Pardon?
Yes, Godsmack playing during a hockey fight? Come on.
I'll ask Steve Donner. I have his cell phone number now. We're friends. Uh-huh. We're friends.
Shoot him a text.
Yeah. Well, anybody who's ever gotten his business card, I guess, has his cell phone number. But I'm an honorary member of the team.
You better start learning how to play hockey.
Oh, that's man.
True. They're going to call you up.
Yeah, you might
Harris, get in there.
You might have to call some games. You know, you might have to fill in that way. That's what it means.
No, I'll be the hype man. I'll be out there shooting a T-shirt gun.
Golly, is this some icing?
Golly, it's cold. Speaking of,
hey man, don't you shoot that up here.
Speaking of clothes, this is another thing that will be going on. So the birthday bash is going to be literally a great party experience. Like I said, if you go to the Planet's Instagram at 933 the Planet, you can see the video I shot yesterday on the floor of the well when it's completely empty and they were getting ready to build all the stuff for Friday night and out on the P1 patio. And so one of the other options, one of the other little party atmosphere things that's going on is Mark Hendricks is going to have some secret judges. Secret judge. You won't know who they are. They will not be carrying a gavel or any way that you would know that they are. Whoever shows up at birthday bash with the most planet spirit, in other words, wearing a T-shirt, Mark Hendricks, our boss, our program director, says wear your planet gear And then we'll have these mystery judges, and whoever is showing the most, you know, it's like at a football game, whoever's wearing the most Clemson stuff or whatever, mm-hmm. whoever shows up and has the most Planet Pride or whatever will be moved up to front row.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
You get his seats.
Hendrix is probably I got the best seat in the house. I'm on stage.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to be on the catwalk. I'm going to come down like Sting.
Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah. Do my little turn.
Do the Freebird strut. Meow.
So I said to him, I was like, well, Mark, what do we get? We've heard from P1s as far down as Florida that are coming out. We have that couple that are flying in from Colorado that used to live here and haven't been in the upstate in like 4 or 5 years, still listen to the show. They're coming back for it. And I was like, well, what if they don't have a Planet shirt? He's like, make one. And I said, oh, well, at first I'm like, well, that, but then I started thinking about the B team from wrestling who made their own shirts and then they became a thing.
We still got the sign somebody made 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah. So if you don't have a Rise Guys shirt or a Planet shirt or a hat or any of that stuff, make one. Do what I don't know about signs somebody texted in. I don't know if they allow them at wrestling. I mean, because remember there was a Rise Guys sign at SmackDown.
I don't know about that.
So I would say try to bring the signs. I can, I'll send Steve Donner a text and ask him.
Yeah, use your influence.
Who the hell is this texting me?
I gave you my card by mistake.
But you could be moved up. You could be moved up to front row. And then, again, the P1 patio, right when the door is open, that'll be opened up with our wonderful beer, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner by Thomas Creek. That'll be on tap. There's going to be all kind of beer swag, too.
Yeah.
Rise Guys beer hats and T-shirts. They're putting it on the ribbon that goes around the Boston Core Wellness Arena, you know, the ribbon graphic.
Yeah.
So we'll be... It's going to be good, man.
At some point, Birthday Bash is going to turn into a 3-day festival.
So?
And we're going to get so hammered on the first one that the next two are going to be real fun.
It's going to go 1 day to 3 days?
Yes. Yes.
Why
maybe,
not?
Maybe take it to 2 first, but maybe it goes to a 3rd day eventually. Yep. Get your tickets at 933theplanetrocks.com. They start as low as $39.50 plus fees. It is a party. It is more than a concert. Let me assure you that... When the big announcement is made and when the surprise happens, you're going to sit there and say, let me text this to myself because I won't remember this tomorrow. It's going to be a party like no other. Birthday Bash 2018 is our birthday party with Godsmack, Shinedown, Asking Alexandria, us, you, the Rise Guys P1 Pilsner beer, everything. It's going down at the Well. And we have a pair of tickets right now.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. When we return, we'll be playing a spirited round of Who's Dumber Than Jeff Lewis Neal.
What?
That's right. Get ready to play. Win you some Birthday Bash tickets right after this.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Birthday Bash. Hashtag 933. For real, if you're going, hashtag 933 Birthday Bash and just send it out on social media. Because I want to click on them and see who all is coming.
That's going to be good. Pictures, too. Mm-hmm. During.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, when you're there, definitely hashtag 933 Birthday Bash. Let's get ready to give away some tickets right now. You want to?
Who's dumber than Jeff Lewis Neal?
Everybody.
It's a fun game. It really is. It's as along the lines of who's smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah, that was a huge show when it was on. They had a Bible one too, right?
They had a who's smarter than a Christian teenager? Is that what it was called?
I think it was the same concept but with Bible verses instead of fifth grade education.
Oh, course. I would kill at that. I really would.
Well, I know.
And do all the apostles and, you know.
Apostle Ron, all of them.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings. I go on and on. Mm-hmm.
God, you must have had all the pins, all the badges.
I had to. I was a Boy Scout of God. I didn't tie knots. I didn't get patches. I got perfect attendance Sunday school pins.
Good for you.
Yeah, 18 straight years.
18 years?
Yeah.
I was going to ask when it
stopped. But that's like getting a Purple Heart and they made you, like everybody said, you're going to war. You're going, whether you want to or not, you're going. But then you get the Purple Heart.
Yeah.
And you're proud of yourself.
You're going to church, Matthew.
You're going. I don't care how old you are.
What are you going to do if God comes back and you lay in here in the bed while we at church?
Look here, MF, are you going to church?
That means I'll get there before you. Right.
Oh.
All right. Here's the way we're going to play Who's Dumber Than Jeff Lewis Neal. Jeff, you're playing,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
But Fat Boy will be taking on Jeff Lewis Neal today.
Ooh. All right.
Fat Boy feels as though he is smarter than Jeff Lewis Neal.
Might be close. But he graduated high school. I couldn't do that.
And can also lose weight better than you.
Mm-hmm. But do you still watch Fat Jeopardy every night, Fat Boy? Because you've learned a lot from that show.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big quiz person.
Yes.
I like quizzing.
Quiz knows, maybe.
maybe.
Love the subs.
Four times a year, I can swing it.
All right. Paired with Jeff Lewis Neal, the surname of this game, it will be Piedmont's P1, the real BHC. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you, sir?
Slightly tired, but awake.
Paige, you ever met the real BHC? The guy has blue hair.
Oh.
Don't you?
I like blue hair.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I met him down in Simpsonville.
Matches
you're probably saying, Matt, you meet hundreds of people. How do you remember that? He had blue hair. Oh. That's how I remember. That's how I remember. All right, BHC, you will be paired with Jeff, and then Fat Boy. You are paired with Gaffney's very own P1 Steve, the big rig driver.
Hey, what's
up, Steve?
Morning, guys.
How many miles you got under your belt so far? I'm talking about truck driving.
I've been driving for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with all the miles.
Nobody keeps up like the 100-mile or the million-mile club anymore with truckers?
I'm sure there's some of them that do, but swapping jobs, it's hard to keep up with.
Oh. You better keep up with that logbook, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
You got three or four of them. We're good.
Well, I'm going to try to win this for you, Stevie.
Are you personal friends with any lot lizards?
No, sir.
Good answer.
All right.
Don't want that.
All right. We'll throw you both on hold. Here's the way the game is played. Jeff will now leave the room.
All right.
Jeff, what? Look at me.
Oh.
Look me in the eye.
Look at him.
Oh, you're
here. Ah! Ah! Just go into the conference room. Please don't.
I don't.
He doesn't.
You've been known to.
You've been called a couple times.
You have too, butthole.
I was editing.
That was in relationships.
Right.
We're talking about.
My job.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about. Jeff doesn't cheat. But one time, listen to this. Jeff doesn't cheat. Listen to this clip.
Jeff, whose face is on the dime?
Rosenfeld.
I messed up the name.
Because you listened and heard it.
I did not.
Jeff, whose face is on the dime?
Rosenfeld.
Rosenfeld. Everybody remembers FDR, President Rosenfeld.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have known that, but he had to pop in the other room.
All right. I just realized something. Fat Boy, you'll also have to leave the room.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding. You're now
we'll
going
all
to
leave
be quick.
The room.
So I have seven questions here. You will answer them as fast as you can. You can pass and come back to it, but it's also timed. So, in other words, if we do have a tie, we won't be like Packers and Vikings. We will look at the time and see who did it the fastest.
Okay.
And I'll keep time also.
Okay.
All right.
This is exciting.
It's very. So it was Paige's birthday bash tickets.
I know.
This isn't
it's
just
the
some
hottest
kind of thing.
Ticket in town.
Time will begin on when I start asking the question again. If you don't know it, pass, come back to it, or we'll move on. Are you ready, Fat Boy?
Let's go.
Playing for birthday bash tickets. Question number one. Debuting way back in 1964, the star of this NBC TV show was a dolphin.
Oh, God. I don't know.
All right, pass. Everyone knows Biggie Smalls was married to Faith Evans, but he cheated on her with this pint-sized female rapper.
Lil' Kim.
Richard Parrish was the first white man to settle in Greenville, South Carolina. What upstate landmark is named after him?
Paris Mountain.
There's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name. Name that letter.
X.
A Texas man was once hospitalized when a bullet he shot at this animal with a bulletproof shell ricocheted off the animal and shot him in the jaw.
Armadillo.
A giraffe has four legs. How many legs does an octopus have?
Eight.
How many letters?
Oh, no.
How many letters are in Jeff Lewis Neal?
Three.
All right, you want to go back to the one you didn't know? Debuting way back in 1964, the star of this NBC TV show was a dolphin?
I don't know.
You know what?
I've never heard of it.
All right, you want to call time?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, time. All right.
That was awful, but I don't think you'll fare much better.
I agree with you.
I tripped up on one. It was a trick.
All right, we'll review the questions and the time in just a moment. Paige, would you get old Bug Eyes in here if you don't mind? Thank you. There he is. He's standing out in the hall pretending to text. Jeff, I know you can see from 3 miles away with those eyes. Do you have super sensitive hearing as well?
No, I do not.
Jeff, whose face is on the dime?
Rosenfeld.
All right.
Rosenfeld. I do not.
I need you to look that way, too, as you answer the question, Jeff, because you'll be looking right at my screen.
Okay? I can't see your screen. This paper's in the way.
Jeff, whose face is on the dime?
Rosenfeld.
All right. He's known not to cheat. All right. Here we go. Jeff, this is also timed. So if you don't know it, pass. You can come back to it. If you don't know it, you can say, I don't know it, and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Debuting way back in 1964, the star of this NBC TV show was a dolphin.
Was a dolphin?
Was a dolphin. Remember, you can pass and come back.
Pass.
Everyone knows Biggie Smalls was married to Faith Evans, but he cheated on her with this pint-sized female rapper.
Lil' Kim.
Richard Paris was the first white man to settle in Greenville, South Carolina. What upstate landmark is named after him?
Paris Mountain.
There's only one letter that doesn't appear in any U.S. state name. Name that letter.
Z.
A Texas man was once hospitalized with a bullet he shot at this animal with a bulletproof shell. It ricocheted off the animal and shot him in the jaw.
Repeat that question.
A Texas man was once hospitalized when a bullet he shot at this animal with a bulletproof shell ricocheted off the animal and shot the man in the jaw.
A bear.
A giraffe has 4 legs. How many legs does an octopus have?
None.
How many letters are in Jeff Lewis Neal?
Thirteen.
You want to go back to the first question? Debuting way back in 1964, the star of this NBC TV show was a dolphin?
I don't know.
All right. We'll end the time on that one. All right. So, let's review. You ready?
Sure.
Paige, how'd you do playing along over there? Did you do quite well?
I did all right, I think.
Yeah.
I think I got them all right.
I don't know if I got them all right.
Let's review.
You want me to see what I came up with?
Well, you tell me afterwards if you know, but we don't want to reveal them yet. Get out of here. The first question, debuting way back in 1964, the star of this NBC TV show was a dolphin. Fat Boy said, I don't know. Jeff said,
I just got it.
I don't know. Paige, the answer?
Flipper.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Flipper.
Just thought of it.
No points rewarded on that one.
Saw the movie, though.
Or awarded. Question number two. Everybody knows Biggie Smalls was married to Faith Evans, but he cheated on her with this pint-sized female rapper. Jeff, you said?
Lil' Kim.
Bad Boy, you said?
Lil' Kim.
Paige, you know it's Lil' Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw Notorious. It was Lil' Kim. All Everybody's right. on the board with one so far. Ding, ding. Question number three. Richard Paris was the first white man to settle in Greenville, South Carolina. What upstate landmark is named after him? Fat Boy, you said?
Paris Mountain.
Jeff, you said?
The same.
Paige, you know that?
Paris Mountain.
It was Paris Mountain.
All right.
Even though Richard Paris's name was spelled P-E-A-R-I-S, like pear is.
Oh.
I guess they thought, we'll do it like the one in, where's Paris, Jeff?
France.
France, yeah. All right. Paris Mountain, Richard Paris. Old Dick Paris. Everybody knows him. The next question. There's only one letter. It doesn't appear in any U.S. state name. Name that letter. Fat Boy, you said?
X.
Jeff, you said?
I said Z.
Jeff's never heard of Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Paige?
X.
You'll find a Z in Arizona, a J in New Jersey, even 2 X's in Texas and New Mexico. Fat Boy, you said?
Said X.
The correct answer, Q. There's no Q in any U.S. state names.
Bunch of them in California.
And I didn't. That's one I wouldn't have known. If I thought about it, maybe. A Texas man was once hospitalized when a bullet he shot at this animal with a bulletproof shell ricocheted off the animal and shot him in the jaw. Let's go to Jeff's answer first. Jeff, you said,
I said
the animal with a bulletproof shell
I said a bear.
Is a bear. Okay? Fat boy, you said...
Armadillo.
The correct answer is armadillo.
Son of a bitch.
Imagine you shoot an armadillo...
Almost laughed when you said bear.
...and it bounces back.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I saw one with a hole in it, but you know it was animal chewed.
Yeah.
On the mountains.
That's how John Paul lost his eye from the Armadillo Oil Company. He shot an armadillo, it bounced back.
That's why you had to go out of business.
Yeah, one-eyed jack. The next question. A giraffe has four legs. How many legs does an octopus have?
Damn it.
Fat boy.
Wasn't thinking, and I know you're good for one of these all the damn time because you love them. I said eight.
You said eight. Jeff, you said?
None.
An octopus has no legs.
Tentacles.
Paige, you said, Paige, did you know the answer?
I said none because it's tentacles, right? They have all arms, no legs.
Tentacles. Fat boy, again, remind me, you said?
I said eight.
Correct answer, two. Yes, octopus have six arms and two legs.
Okay.
Six.
Wasn't a
look
trick.
Look at me. I did not know that. I love those interesting facts that, you know, you don't know, but I did not know that an octopus only has two legs and six arms.
And they don't have tentacles at all. It's all wrong.
Right. That some bitch can walk.
How many hands does a dog have, Jeff, though? Yeah. Right? And the last and final question was, how many letters are in Jeff Lewis Neal? Fat boy said?
I said three.
Jeff, you said?
13.
If you count each letter in Jeff Lewis Neal, not the acronym of JLN, but Jeff Lewis Neal, the correct answer is 13 letters.
Yeah!
So.
We got a tie game.
We have a tie. We don't have a tie.
Nope.
Wait a minute.
You sure about that?
All right. Yep. You both missed the first one. You both got Lil' Kim. You both got Paris Mountain. Fat Boy did not know number four. So that means right now, one, two, three.
It's a tie.
The winner of Who's Dumber Than Jeff Lewis Neal? This is ironic. Is Jeff Lewis Neal?
Yeah!
Three to two. Jeff, you got three right. You got Lil' Kim, Paris Mountain, and your own. You knew how many were in your own name. So congratulations.
Right. Yeah.
13 Sweet. Letters. That is.
Boy, you got lucky.
That is great news for P1, the real BHC. Blue. Child, we did it, sir.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You will be joining us at our birthday party Friday night at the Well with Godsmack, Shinedown, Asking Alexandria. We will see you there, my friend.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
As you should be. Hold on. Your partner in crime, Jeff, will get your information.
Yeah. What's the saying? Sun spits on a dog's head once in a while or whatever. You got lucky.
Sunshine.
One of those.
Polish your turd, something like that. All right. We'll take a break. Jeff, congratulations.
Thank you.
You
very
are
much.
Not dumber than yourself.
That's awesome.
But doesn't he have something to say?
Yes, he does. Fat boy, as we go to break, before we get into headlines, something you'd like to say to the P1 family.
I guess I'm dumber than Jeff Lewis Neal.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Say, I'm Fat Boy, and I'm dumber than Jeff Lewis Neal.
I'm Fat Boy, ESQ, and I'm dumber than Jeff Lewis Neal.
Yeah!
Yo, what's up?
Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Would you be surprised by this? A longtime Sesame Street writer says Bert and Ernie are gay. However, Sesame Street, they're denying the whole thing. The writer in question, his name is Mark Saltzman. He wrote for the show for 15 years, from 1984 to 1998, and he says he considered them a gay couple. And the reason why he says that, because he based them on his own gay relationship.
Oh.
Yeah, he says, quote, "That's what I had in my life, a Bert and Ernie relationship. How could it not permeate? The things that would tick off my boyfriend, Ernie would be the things that would tick off Bert." So, I mean, it's a natural progression. If that's what's affecting your life, you're going to.
So you think if, I feel like Bert was older than Ernie. Like, I think Bert, just based on the felt on their heads, Right, he was a little bit older. But you just assumed they were just roommates. Like, talking about being gay and alternative lifestyles and stuff, obviously when I was a kid, wasn't anything anybody was really, I mean, it was hush-hush talk for the longest time. But it never, I never looked at that and thought, oh, they were anything more than just roommates.
So he says that he's only saying that that's the way he perceived their relationship. And a lot of people have not only had secret information from the show's producer. So he's really saying that as a gay man, that's how he identified with them.
Yeah.
So the show itself, Sesame Street, says they're denying, and they're going to deny the whole thing in the usual way because they say Bert and Ernie are best friends who, quote, don't have a sexual orientation.
No, they're Muppets.
Yeah.
There's no sexual.
Didn't they shower together a couple times?
That was on the show.
Yeah, I think it was.
They showered together?
I think I saw that. Yeah, they're both in there. Which is the orange one? He looks like the youngest one.
That's Ernie.
Yeah.
Bert is yellow.
Yeah, Bert looks like an old curmudgeon.
He's got the unibrow.
Making me think every Velma from Scooby-Doo, clearly a lesbian.
I mean, Cookie Monster. Come on. The Cookie was a personification.
They don't have sexual.
Cookie.
The Cookie was a metaphor for something else.
And also, they don't have junk, and they have no orientation. So
they don't have junk.
No, they don't.
I love how Paige is talking like she's from the street.
They don't.
Ain't got no junk.
Ain't got no bits. Naughty bits.
Somebody text in 828 area code that Harley Quinn from the comic books is bisexual now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But right, there's like a different versions of all. Like, there's a gay Spider-Man now.
Yeah.
Seriously, there is.
He was
Puerto
Rican.
Do you have to have sexual orientation covered in all genres? No.
Okay.
Who cares? I don't care what you do in bed. Why would I care about anybody else?
I make smoke appear. But to that, I would say, well, why did Superman need Lois Lane? He's an alien. I mean, why? So it's romance, and I get that it's romance for, other folks.
Yeah, I don't need him to have that much depth. Just fly around and fight people. That's all you got to do.
You don't want to know, who would Bruce Wayne vote for? You don't. Yeah. Who cares?
You don't have
Trump, but still.
You don't have to develop every character.
No, absolutely. Like I was thinking yesterday with Roseanne, with them killing her off the show with an opioid addiction. Why do you have to make a situation comedy with real life situations? Like when Arnold got touched by the guy at the bicycle shop Different Strokes.
It was Gordon Jump, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. He they didn't show it, but it was just assumed that he got touched. And it's like,
should have showed it.
This is my favorite show. Why are you showing this to me? This is weird.
Hmm. Yeah, too many life lessons.
I want to hear what you talking about, Willis. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
What you pointing at, Willis? What you grabbing, Willis?
Just be funny. We don't need the backstory at all.
Now people are texting in that He-Man was gay.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it might have had a point there.
What's the point? The outfit?
He-Man. Well, all the dudes he was hanging out with and what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Thundercats probably gay, too.
Plus he had giant fists. the Hulk is gay.
Oh, stop. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
All right, thank you, Paige. Golly, bum. Boy, it just makes you rethink your dress. SpongeBob, he's not gay, people are texting
him.
He's just happy.
Because when he gets excited, the rainbow comes
out. You seen his nose? Come on.
Why?
He's gay.
What's in his nose?
I mean, it's like a foot long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
like
the actual
Gonzo.
Nose. Yeah.
Got a hung nose.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break and come back. We'll get into the sack at some point, too. We got a whole bunch of email to get into. Plus, in a little more than an hour, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, Y2J, Chris Jericho, will be on with us. It's the Rise Guys.
They make me not fall asleep while I drive to work.
Stay awake with the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, especially sitting at a desk all day long.
Then rock all day with 93-minute rock blocks. 93.3 The Planet rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.